This is Jordan Seculo. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tries to intimidate the United States Armed Services.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to J. Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo Live in New York City. My dad is here as well. He'll be joining us later in the broadcast to tell you about what we're working on here in New York. I'm also joined by Jeff Surtees, Associate Counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. Right off the top of the program, I wanted to talk to everyone. We've talked on Friday. We talked about it yesterday on the program. What Americans United for Separation of Church and State has tried to do to our armed services, both the Air Force and the Army, by intimidating them through this letter sent to the Secretary of the Air Force and Secretary of the Army, trying to get them to stop their participation or hinder their participation in a Memorial Day celebration over the weekend. Now, the good news is that the Air Force still did their flyovers, still did their flybys. We talked about the event. It was a three-day event at Stone Mountain Park near Atlanta, Georgia. It was a huge event, country music singers. The whole controversy was over a religious service during the event on Sunday morning because there was going to be a flyby after that. And folks, here's why we're still talking about this issue, even though the Memorial Day has passed. We're coming up on a lot of holidays throughout the summer, but most importantly, the July 4th celebrations. And this is probably just something just telling what's coming from groups like Americans United and others going after this huge three-day celebration at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia, because some of the sponsors were Christian organizations. Not all the sponsors, folks. We're talking about an event that was sponsored by groups like companies like GM and other auto parts companies. But because two of the sponsors were Christian organizations, Americans United tried to prevent the Air Force from being involved and tried to send letters of intimidation. We want to put together a letter, and what we're working on now is a letter to the Air Force and to the Secretary of the Army, and we want your names on that letter saying, don't be intimidated by Americans United for Separation of Church and State. You can participate in these flyovers. We want you to join with us in this letter. There's two ways you can do so. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this letter online. It's important to do so, folks, as we come under all these holidays, to make sure that the armed services are not intimidated and not stopped from participating in patriotic events because there may be some religious undertones or some of the groups sponsoring the event may be religious. It's important to point out to everyone, and we want to talk about today on the program, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. It's important to point out, folks, that the Air Force, the Army, we've heard from folks in the Air Force and other armed services branches, how many of these flyovers and events are done every single month. I was looking at a website on the Army's website just for the month of May, and I counted over 20 just there, and there were just pages and pages on one day. 20 flyovers on one day and pages of flyovers just for the month of May. So if that gives you an idea of how many thousands of flyovers are done every year. Of course, Americans United saying this is a waste of money. That's what Barry Lynn said, a waste of resources during a time of war. But interesting, Americans United for Separation of Church and State isn't going after NASCAR, isn't going after all those relays for life or the Special Olympics races. I participate in some of those. There's flybys. Again, they're not saying that's a waste of money, but here it's a waste of resources because there are religious undertones to this event. We want to talk about today. What do you think about this? And of course, the fight will continue throughout the summer. We want to make sure the Air Force and Army know not to be intimidated by these tactics by Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And even though those planes still flew, the Air Force still, just too much, even recognizing that letter and trying to get involved and trying to inhibit some of the members of the armed services from speaking at that event. We want you to be engaged on this issue and make sure we fight to protect these patriotic events and fight against Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's to join our letter going to the Secretary of the Air Force and Secretary of the Army saying stand up. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign the letter online.
The summer season is a time of celebration, with patriotic events taking place across the country, and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there's one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders, urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live it.
That's what we're talking about on the broadcast today. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm in New York. My dad is about to join us. He is here as well. I've been in meetings this morning. But folks, we're talking about protecting patriotic rights and protecting the expressions of freedom. That's what we want to talk about on the air today. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Talking about this story with Americans United for Separation of Church and State, trying to really intimidate the Air Force from getting involved in patriotic celebrations, specifically one in Atlanta, Georgia at Stone Mountain Park over this past weekend, a three-day celebration honoring the Air Force, and the Americans United trying to stop the flyovers that were scheduled by the Air Force as well as the Army. And though they weren't successful with preventing the flyovers, they were successful in getting letters back from the Air Force saying they in no way endorse the events, won't allow their men or women serving to be engaged in any religious activities while they're in uniform. And folks, what we're here to say is when we come into these holiday seasons, these patriotic celebrations during the summer, we want to be ready to fight and fight against Americans United and make sure that the Air Force and the Army know they can participate in these events without any problems. But we'll get back to that issue in a second. Again, our number 1-800-684-3110. My dad's also joining us. He's in New York, down a few blocks from where I am now. And Dad, working on a lot of important things here in New York today.
Well, there's a big one, and I want to let everybody know that I've just left the meeting. I'm going to go right back up to it in a few minutes. We are handling a major issue. I mentioned this a couple months back on the broadcast, but we're handling a major issue in Turkey for Christians in Turkey. A lot of people have heard about the persecution that's gone on by the Islamicists in Turkey. They've killed three Christian printers. They were printing Bibles. It's even gone further than that. There's been additional clampdowns, which is nothing worse than losing your life in that sense. I mean, that's the ultimate act of terrorism, is the killing of innocent civilians. But there's also an attempt, and this is incredible, folks, what's going on. The oldest Christian religion faith in Turkey, of course, is the Greek Orthodox Church. The Apostle Andrew went into what's called Asia Minor in Turkey. There's been a continuous Christian witness and presence in the country of Turkey since the beginning of Christianity. Well, that is about to be exterminated by a rising governmental issue within Turkey that's very significant. We are looking right now. I am working with the representatives from the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate in Istanbul about taking a case to the European Court of Human Rights to vindicate the ability of the Patriarchate, which will allow the Christian Church to still flourish in a very, very difficult situation in Turkey. Now, understand there's a lot of tension within the Turkish government. There's a lot of reformers in there that are trying to see reforms within the government that would allow more freedoms, and then there's another group that's trying to clamp down on those. So it's a very complex situation. It's very significant, and at our European Center for Law and Justice lawyers are here in New York. I'm in New York. We've got our experts from around the globe working on this ability to keep a consistent Christian witness in the country of Turkey. So, Jordan, you were in those meetings this morning, but it does dovetail with this. You've got to fight for religious freedom wherever it is trying to be extinguished, whether it's here in the United States with the situation with the flyovers at the Memorial Day celebrations, or whether it's in remote locations like Turkey. It's the same ability to keep the proclamation of the gospel available.
And folks, we're talking about that today on the program. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones. Dana is calling from North Carolina on line 2. Dana, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey, I just had a comment about this protesting, this flyover. It seems to me like is there somebody on the inside in the military? I just can't believe the armed forces would go for something like this, would allow this, unless there was somebody on the inside that was kind of maybe behind it too.
Well, Dana, I think the problem here and what we've got, and I'll go to Jeff Surtees on this, because, Jeff, what you see across the country is intimidation. Because of groups like Americans United and the ACLU sending these demand letters, or what appears to be demand letters, to these organizations or to the Air Force trying to intimidate them, and they're scared. They don't want to get into legal battles, and they're worried that they read these letters saying that they're breaking the Constitution and they're doing all these bad things. And what it is an attempt from Americans United just to intimidate these groups from fighting back and saying, no, we're going to get involved.
No, that's exactly right, Jordan. I mean, it's typical intimidation scare tactics done at the last minute before the event to say, hey, what you're doing is violating the Establishment Clause, cease and desist. Well, when you get that letter and you only have minutes or hours to respond, you're going to sort of whittle away, you're going to cut away, you're not going to be able to come up with a forthright defense in the face of such time constraints. There's also the PR factor here that I'm sure entered into the whole picture. But, I mean, if the armed forces had the proper amount of time to take a look at this issue, they would have seen this AU demand letter for what it was, which was nothing more than an empty piece of political rhetoric.
And folks, that's why we're putting together this letter to protect patriotic expression. And the reason we're doing this letter is because of all the celebrations and patriotic celebrations coming up over the summer, especially the July 4th holiday coming up with all the different events honoring the country and patriotism and America and the United States. And, of course, flyover is a big part of July 4th celebrations as well. We want to make sure that the Air Force and the Army aren't afraid to be involved in events like the one that happened at Stone Mountain this weekend, just because a couple of the backers of the event, two of the people of the organizations backing the group, were religious organizations. And it's interesting, the argument that Americans United makes on their website. I know many of you have been to NASCAR races, other events where there have been flyovers by the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and other groups. At NASCAR, usually it's right after the prayer and the Star Spangled Banner is saying at the events, at the race. And, of course, Americans United saying this was a waste of money in this situation, that they should have used their resources somewhere else. But why is Americans United not going after all these other events that have Air Force flyovers and Army flyovers and Navy flyovers? There's one reason, folks, because they're going after Christians here, and they're trying to intimidate any groups, especially the Air Force and the Army, from getting involved with any groups or any events that may have some kind of religious event as part of it. Here you had a religious service on Sunday morning as part of the three-day celebration. That's what Americans United was so upset about. Folks, we want you to join with us to protect patriotic expression. We're putting together a letter that's going to go to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army, telling them to stand up and that what was in that Americans United letter was wrong. To join that letter, to stand with us and stand with the ACLJ to make sure that the Air Force and the Army are able to participate in these patriotic events like that Memorial Day celebration, we want you to join with us and call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign up online, or call that toll-free number right now. Join this Letter to Protect Patriotic Expression, 877-989-2255. Let's go to Jerry calling from Wisconsin on line one. Jerry, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jerry.
I wonder also, would you support some kind of service for Muslims or Jews or even for American atheist veterans at such a thing with a flyover?
Well, Jeff, I think that's a pretty easy question, and you know, people ask us those kind of questions all the time. What about the other religious groups? And we'd have no problem with that. Here you had an event that wasn't overtly religious at all. It had it had a service on Sunday morning, like a PGA golf tournament has on Sunday morning before the final round starts, or a NASCAR event that has a prayer before the race begins that has flyovers as well by the Army and the Air Force. And again, it's not about that. It's just about the Air Force being able to get involved in these patriotic celebrations.
That's exactly right. I mean, if the Muslims wanted to have a salute to the troops, or a Jewish group wanted to have a salute to the troops, or a group of atheists, and of course we wouldn't object to any of that. The reason why we're emphasizing the Christian dimension here is because Americans United for Separation of Church and State were the ones that made an issue out of that. They were the ones who wrote the demand letter regarding these flyovers at a Christian celebration in honor of the troops. So that's the reason why we're harping on this. Of course we wouldn't have any problems with flyovers at other groups, salute to troop demonstrations.
Folks, we want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to speak with us live on the broadcast today. We want you to join with us on this Letter to Protect Patriotic Expression. We want to make sure that the Air Force and the Army are involved in all these patriotic events that happen across the country, and that people can still and won't be afraid to request these flyovers. And that's the process you follow. It takes about 30 days. You have to follow the steps on the Air Force, the Army's website to do so. But we want you to be part of this. We want you to be part of the fight, standing up against Americans United, who doesn't go after NASCAR, doesn't go after these other events. I participated in an event, I talked about this yesterday, for the Special Olympics that had an Air Force flyover, and there were about 3,000 people there. They'll do these for as small as groups of 450 or 500 people. But folks, Americans United's not saying that that's a waste of money. They're saying that this was a waste of money. It was a three-day celebration at a huge park in Atlanta, Georgia, Stone Mountain Park. If you've ever flown into Atlanta or been to Atlanta, you've heard about it or been there. And folks, they wanted to stop it there. Why? Because there were some Christian underpinnings of the event. Some of the sponsors were Christian groups, and even though GM was a sponsor and auto parts stores were sponsors, that wasn't good enough for Americans United, and they tried to intimidate the Air Force and the Army and tried to and failed to get them to not do any flyovers at all. But again, still were able to get letters from the Air Force and the Army saying that the group was wrong. They're not sponsoring the event. They were just doing a flyover. We don't want the Air Force and the Army to feel that way. We want you to join with us in this fight to protect patriotic expression. That's exactly what this is. Call our toll-free number. Join our letter going to the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of the Air Force. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes the school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. The summer season is a time of celebration, with patriotic events taking place across the country and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there is one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders, urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It's Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, we just got an update from my dad. We're both in New York. He's in meetings today with a situation going on in Turkey involving the Greek Orthodox Church. I'm back doing the radio program live for you today, talking about this issue that's going on with this Memorial Day celebration, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, trying to stop the Air Force and Army from doing flyovers at the event because some of the event sponsors were Christian organizations. The main problem was that Americans United had was that there was a religious service on Sunday morning at the three-day Memorial Day celebration event honoring the U.S. Air Force 60th anniversary. The Air Force still participated with flyovers, but did, to a point, tell Americans United, you know, they were sorry, they didn't want to look like sponsors of the event, they were just doing these flyovers, and we want to stop that. We want to make sure that over this summer, when we've got these big patriotic holidays like July 4th coming up and others, that the Air Force and the Army knows they can be involved and participate in flyovers and patriotic celebrations of America, freedom, and honoring those who have given their lives or their time for the country serving in our armed forces. And that's why we put together this letter to protect patriotic expression that we're going to send to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of Army. But we want your name on this letter. We want you to be part of this letter when we send it to the Secretary of the Air Force and to the Secretary of the Army. There's two ways you can join the letter. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. That's a way to join the letter. Just call in, put your name on that letter. It's completely toll-free. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the letter online. That's an easy way. It just takes a couple of minutes to do so. aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to sign this letter to protect patriotic expression, to fight back against Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Ronald is calling from Colorado on line two. Ronald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing?
Hey, Ronald.
I want to talk to you about two issues.
Okay.
The first issue I want to talk to you about is, why is it that, you know, we can't get fair representation?
Well, here's the quick answer, Ronald. Is you have a lot of groups, well-funded groups, especially Americans United for Separation of Church and State, People for the American Way, and the ACLU, and almost all the time, and they may be able to point to one or two times a year that they target other religious groups, but almost 99.9% of the time, and Jeff will back me up on all these comments, these groups go after Christian organizations or any events that have Christian underpinnings, like this Memorial Day celebration, which had a religious service on Sunday morning as part of the three-day celebration. And that's part of it, Jeff, is you've got these groups who don't go after, and like the caller from Wisconsin who talked about whether we'd be okay with other religious groups or atheist groups doing flyovers. Of course we have no problem with that. The reason that we have to talk about this all the time is because it really is a targeted attack on Christians and trying to suppress and intimidate out the government organizations like the Air Force and the Army from being involved in any events which may be linked at all to Christian organizations.
No, that's exactly right. It's a pointed attack on Christian expression, whether it be in the public schools, in the public parks, in the public sphere, wherever. Because, you know, Christians are, as a matter of fact, the majority, constitute the majority of the religion in this country. When Christians then would do things that raises alerts and red sirens for Americans United, then that's who they focus on. And these targeted, consistent attacks on Christian groups, Christian individuals, is exactly why groups like the ACLJ are here, to defend those interests, to defend those persons in courts of law, to keep those attacks at bay, and to educate those about the real meaning of the Establishment Clause. It doesn't mean hostility towards religion, as groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State tend to think.
And let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Shane is calling from Maine on line 3. Shane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Shane.
these guys make a big deal about, you know, patriotism and, you know, military personnel at religious events. What about funerals? Are they going to restrict flag bearers and military personnel at a funeral of a military personnel person who's died, say, of old age?
Well, you know, that hasn't happened yet, Shane, but what has happened is a restriction on chaplains that we've been working with the Air Force and the Navy, and specifically, Jeff, we've had those issues come up, really, and we've worked hard on that for the past 2 years now, it's been, on this chaplains issue in regards to the military chaplains who just want to be able to do what they've been trained to do, but because of restrictions and other misgivings about these, and this would involve Americans United for Separation of Church and State, too, trying to prevent them from being able to preach or speak about their religious beliefs in the way they were trained to do, Jeff.
We did a lot of work in the military chaplains issue, and we very well might end up doing a lot more work in the coming year. Again, Americans United, groups like Americans United, they're trying to get the military services to tell their military chaplains that they have to limit what they can say and what they can pray according to their own religious conscience and their own religious beliefs. This is absurd. I mean, the military chaplaincy was formed by the Continental Congress even before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It is a tradition, a well-worn traditional part of our armed forces. And for the government to get involved at the behest of Americans United to start tinkering with what they can say and what they can't say is really just a full frontal assault on the free exercise rights of those chaplains and a frontal assault on the free exercise rights of the soldiers who are entitled to those chaplains.
Let's go right back to the phone. Sean's calling from Arizona on line one. Sean, welcome to JSEC Hill Live. Sean, you're on the air.
I can hear you.
Okay.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, great. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm calling because I'm in the Air Force, mm-hmm. and I see a lot of people that do support the vision of church and state, but I think the bigger picture is this country and this rule looks at small interest groups. They don't want to step on anybody's toes. And at the stage that we're at now in the nation, they're afraid to let the majority speak up. And almost 70% of America is Christian. I'm one of them, and I'm in the Air Force. What I see here, it seems from the inside, is a lot of people that don't want to help the big group. They want to help the little groups and let them speak up. And I believe that this nation is being driven by the small groups, the little voices. That's a great tool of the devil. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, and, you know, and Sean, it's interesting too that you talk about it like that, because all of these events this week, this Memorial Day celebration over this past weekend, as well as so many events and the Chaplains Corps, we're representing, you know, chaplains from different denominations, different religious backgrounds, different types of Christian backgrounds. We, of course, represent any other chaplains from any other religious faith. If they had problems, we would not hesitate to do the same and represent them at the same time. But it's an interesting thing to point out as well, Sean, because like this event this weekend, you have basically non-denominational Christian service going on Sunday morning as part of the three-day celebration. That causes all of the problem, and that really is why we're putting together this letter to protect patriotic expression. Look, folks, you heard that call yesterday from another member of the Air Force, like Sean, who said that these planes are already up in the air. They're already flying those days. This is part of the training, is to do these flyovers. And for so many of the reserve forces and other groups who are training, this is part of it. And for Barry Lynn to come out and say this was a waste of resources, which is what he said, you can look it up at AU.org, that's Americans United for Separation of Church and State's website. Folks, it's ridiculous. There's so many of these flyovers, thousands a year, 20 and more, just by the Army on one day I looked at in May last month when I was flipping through the Army's website on the flyover issue. This is why we've put together this letter to protect patriotic expression. Folks, we want to fight back against Americans United for Separation of Church and State, but we also want to make sure that the Air Force and the Army know they can participate in these events like this Memorial Day celebration and other patriotic events like all the events coming up on July 4th without being worried about ruining the Constitution or breaking the Constitution or violating the Constitution. And we want you to be part of this letter going to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to join the letter to protect patriotic expression. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.